You're listening to SBS News.
An act of political interference designed to intimidate is how ABC Chair Ita Buttrose has characterised a Senate inquiry into how Australia's public broadcasters handle complaints. Senate Communication Committee Chair Andrew Bragg announced the inquiry late last week over what he says are public concerns about the ABC and SBS's current complaint systems. In a statement, he said,
"As a strong supporter of the ABC, I am worried that complaints are not being seriously addressed, and this is undermining the organisation. If mistakes are made, Australians expect the national broadcaster to swiftly resolve them. Having made extensive complaints myself, I am concerned this is not the case."
The announcement comes just weeks after the ABC board initiated an independent review into its complaint system. The review is being undertaken by former Commonwealth Ombudsman John McMillan and former Director of SBS News and Current Affairs Jim Carroll, and is due to report back to the board by March next year. Ita Buttrose has told the ABC that it doesn't make sense for the Senate to be duplicating a task the national broadcaster has already taken on and is the legal responsibility of its board.
"What we have here really is a partisan political exercise under the guise of using its Senate Legislation Committee for government senators to undermine the ABC's independence. There's no other way that I can take this."
Labor's communications spokeswoman, Michelle Rowland, agrees with Ms. Buttrose's assessment.
"This is a government that is determined to mute the national broadcaster, and there is, exactly as Ita Buttrose said, a sound reason why there is independent complaints handling of our public broadcasters. Because if politicians determine how the national broadcaster's complaint system runs, then they can influence what is reported. And let's be clear, the ABC and SBS are public broadcasters. They are not state broadcasters."
An SBS spokesperson says the broadcaster has a very robust and effective complaint system, including an independent ombudsman, and no concerns have been raised about its processes. They say they were surprised by the inquiry and will be using it as an opportunity to demonstrate SBS's commitment to accountability and the cruciality of preserving its editorial independence. Ita Buttrose is calling for the Senate to terminate or at least pause its inquiry until the ABC's own investigation produces its results. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who is also Deputy Chair of the Senate Communications Committee, says she'll move to stop it from going ahead when Parliament resumes. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the probe, saying no government agency is above the Senate's scrutiny.
"Yes, they have their independence, and no one's questioning that, but they're not above the scrutiny for the how they conduct themselves using taxpayers' money from any other government agency. I mean, that's sort of business as usual for the Australian Parliament. I don't know why they would consider themselves an exception to business as usual."
Dr. Margaret Simons is a freelance journalist and journalism academic. She says while the decisions of the ABC and SBS should be criticised, the government's reasoning behind holding the inquiry doesn't hold up, especially given parliamentary resources are limited.
"We have a current Senate inquiry into media diversity, and there have been many submissions to that inquiry talking about the importance of the ABC. We've had endless Senate inquiries into the media, and this seems to be one which is redundant given that there is already an independent review going on into the ABC's complaints procedure. So I think it's quite clearly political, redundant, and worrying."
She explains why she thinks the inquiry has been called now.
"There have been a number of high-profile cases where the ABC has annoyed the government recently. And, of course, there's also been annoyance to New South Wales Labor Party figures regarding the documentary on the Luna Park fire. So, you know, as always, the ABC is at the centre of controversies. The most recent thing, of course, was the complaint by Fox News against Sarah Ferguson's documentary on Fox News. I'm sure that's one of the reasons for this inquiry, because the existing ABC complaint system dismissed that complaint, in my view, correctly."
Dr. Simons says having news organisations free from political or commercial influence is vital to the functioning of democracy.
"It's particularly important in Australia because we have one of the most concentrated media ownership regimes in the world, with the Murdoch press being particularly dominant. Now, it's not about whether Murdoch is a saint or a sinner. It's just that he is undesirably dominant and has huge power over the Australian public debate. So in this context in particular, other outlets, the ABC, but other outlets are important to create diversity in the mix. And also, because of Australia's very remote areas, there are many areas where the ABC is really the only provider of local news and information. And that's an area of market failure, really, for private media.
The Senate Communications Committee will take submissions and hold hearings in the coming months, with its report due in February next year. Amy Hall, SBS News.